Known Miss Andrade as a painter of the optical movement of the 1960s and 70s. But where, in fact, does your first involvement in the visual arts begin?
Well, when I was very young, I would say about, when I was maybe about 8 years old, I became, whenever I was in the fifth grade at the Great Bridge High School in Norfolk County, Virginia, I had a lovely teacher named Miss Betty Whitehurst, and she allowed me to do all the arty things that were done in the class. And we didn't have a real art department. There was a woman that came around who was supposed to be the artist for the Norfolk County Public Schools, and she would come at Thanksgiving and teach us how to draw a turkey, and she would come at Christmas and teach us how to draw a Christmas tree and a Santa Claus out of circles. Mm-hmm. And then we'd do tulips and for Easter, but really wasn't very satisfying kind of instruction. So Miss Betty, though, said that, told my mother that I had a lot of talent. And my mother, who was very ambitious, I was her oldest child, and she was always very ambitious for her children, decided to do something about this. And so she had always encouraged me by giving me nice things to look at. I had nice books and had, when I was a little baby almost, she had bought a lot of Montessori kinds of things that were, which interestingly enough, I had forgotten all about until I got into tiling patterns and all much later. But they were all these things like blocks and hexagons and triangles and squares and all, you fit together and make different kinds of patterns. And just like little wooden tiles. And I remember as a very young child, I think, must have been before I ever went to school, I have memories of just a delightful time playing with these colored tiles. So I guess you could say that that might also be a beginning of visual things. And I do have very early childhood memories. I remember the apartment we lived in when I was, visually remember. I think it could not be from the description of my family who don't describe things that way visually. Anyway, that I do remember, say, the apartment we lived in when I was 2 years old to 3 years old. I mean, I have distinct pictures in my mind of that period.
Did you see many paintings as you were growing up and or know any other artists in the area?
As I was growing up, the first artist I met was Miss Glenna Latimer, and she was the one my mother took me to study with. And she had gone to Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts and had won a Creston Traveling Scholarship. She had lived with Daniel Garber, and Mrs. Garber and Mr. Garber lived on Green Street in Philadelphia then, and they had taken her in as a roomer, you know, when she was a young woman going to the academy, so and had liked her very much. She was Lena Latimer was a very unusual, beautiful woman. She had great big brown eyes and beautiful dark hair and very, very fair complexion and a beautiful voice. It was sort of like this, you know, and just very lovely voice. At any rate, she was a Virginian, and remarkably enough, back there in the, so that would be when I first started studying with her, I think about 1927 or 28, because things were not all that prosperous in Virginia, although things were sort of booming everywhere else. But she managed to make a living as a running this little school for young grammar school and high school people. Well, I guess she had some grown-ups in the class too that met on Saturdays, and then she did portraits.
What did
so she was making, and I wanted to be just like her. I just adored her. She was the most glamorous thing I had ever run. But see, my family didn't I don't really remember many pictures hanging on the wall at home, except there was a reproduction, I think it's of Alma Tadema, the reading from Homer. Isn't that Alma Tadema?
Yes, it is.
Hanging over the fireplace, which had been a wedding present from my mother and father. Then there was, what's his name, that did the King Cole Bar in New York.
Maxfield Parrish.
There was a Maxfield Parrish that was sort of hermaphrodite.